when Christ was born. Oh, that with me one more time. I want to sing it one more time. And you know what I'd like you to do? On King, on King, off of you, King. Lift your voice, come on. What a privilege! What a privilege! Oh, hear, oh God. Got a lot of joy in me today, but I tell you, standing there, the presence of the Lord came on me. And because I'm weeping don't mean I don't have joy. But His presence is so strong in this place this morning, and you people have ushered in the anointing of God, our music team, and you came here prepared to worship. You've brought your gifts of hand clapping and raising of hand and worshiping and praising and magnifying God. Love you. Oh, I love this church, and it's so great to see you. I'm excited about preaching this morning. God's going to do great things. I have been assured in the Holy Ghost that God is going to do great things. I'm looking forward. Somebody said, and some of my friends, and there's nothing wrong with that, they're doing a big Christmas Eve, and they're not doing Christmas on Sunday. Well, everybody's got their own choice. But I can't imagine Christmas Day falling on Sunday and not having church. I mean, Santa Claus may be Saturday, but Sunday's Jesus. So we're going to do 1 hour if you can be here. I don't know whether we're going to have our normal crowd or whether we're going to have 300, but I'm going to be here. And for 1 hour, if we even go that long, I'm going to give Him all the praise. I know our creative team has planned this special day. You won't want to miss that day. Tonight's going to be a great night. Jason Krabs, one of my favorite. Please come back tonight at 6:00. It's going to be great. Pastor Gentry, last Sunday's message was one of the best messages I've heard. And I'm not saying that because you're my son. But if you were not here last Sunday morning, or those of you watching the web, and you haven't watched Pastor Gentry's message last Sunday, it was a masterpiece. It was a life-changing message. Christmas through the eyes of a child. Lord, let me have childlike faith. James chapter 1, we'll read 1-5. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read that together. Young people, thank you for coming to the front. Everybody ought to try to get to it. I'd love it if the whole church came to the front and we worship. There's nothing like it. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. Back up. That's good. You were good. You were right. My brethren, not when you're in Sunday morning worshiping, the bands are kicking, everybody's singing, you got joy. But when you fall and you're discouraged and you're down and you're despondent, count it all joy. Go ahead. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. This morning, I'm going to preach on count it all joy. If you don't mind, put your Bibles down. And for one more time this morning, help me clap with a shout to God for the things that he's done, the blessings he's bestowed upon us. God bless you. You may be seated. Now, Pastor Gentry can preach, and Pastor Andrew can preach, and Pastor Ryan can preach without amen, but I can't. So I don't like people sitting there looking at me. I'm glad you listen. I'm glad you're taking notes, but write and listen and say amen now and then. Hallelujah. The Apostle James is the pastor of the bishop of the Mother Church of Jerusalem. He said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Meaning, count it joy when you have troubles. Count it joy when you have burdens. Count it joy when you have heartaches. Count it joy when you have trials and heavy problems and bereavements and sorrows and testings and temptation. Count it all joy. Now, let me lay the foundation for this message. There'll be two important parts of this message to me. I hope the whole thing is important to you, but two very important things. And the first foundational truth I'm getting ready to lay is right now. We get joy and happiness mixed up. For joy and happiness are not the same. I want to give you several comparisons of joy and happiness. Happiness depends on circumstances. It comes from the word happen. Happiness is affected by what's happening around you. In other words, your happiness is determined by the circumstances that's going on around you. You can't control that. So your happiness is affected by what's happening. But joy is a decision. You cannot make yourself happy. But you can make yourself joyful. Happiness is beyond your control, but joy is an act of the will. Happiness is determined by others, but joy is determined by you. You have no control over your trial. You have no control over your test. You have no control over the bereavement or the death in your family. You have no control over the sickness or the burden that hurts you so deeply and cause you not to have happiness. But in the middle of all of that, when I am not happy, I can still count it up as joy. James is the Lord's half-brother in the flesh, and he tells me, he said, when you have troubles and heartaches and trials and tests and disappointments and diverse temptation, he said, just count it joy. That doesn't mean that you're exuberant. That doesn't mean you're excited. That doesn't mean you're thrilled or happy. He's saying, but mark it down as joy. It's sad with what's happening to you. Paul wrote in Corinthians 4, 7 through 18. He said, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. But we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are, for the things which are not seen are temporal, but the things which are seen are eternal. Some walked in here carrying a heavy burden this morning. Somebody tried to undermine you, tried to destroy you, tell you something that wasn't true. You walked by a casket. I stood and turned around and hugged Terry today. 5 weeks ago, her love, her dove, her fair one was placed in the ground just a few miles from here. It's not an easy Christmas for Terry. I looked all around this place, saw the Gallagher, should have never started calling it. Saw all the Tarbers sitting up there. It's not an easy Christmas this year. Just not easy looking around because there's happened things that's happened. But when you get through all of that, he said, you back up and you mark it in joy. Not happiness, but you mark it in joy. It's the working that is far more exceeding eternal weight of glory that's on the side of you. When you can't mark it down in joy, you're saying my joy is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what the apostle wrote. He said, my joy doesn't come by what's happening. My joy doesn't come from a funeral. My joy doesn't come from the pain I'm going through. My job doesn't come from going bankrupt. My joy comes from the gift of the Holy Ghost that he can come down and fill me with. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. Let me explain to you, there's all kind of testing. There's divers testing, there's heartache, there's sorrow, there's heavy burdens, there's weighty problems and sadness. You look at all these divers temptations, you ask, you say, Bishop, how can I count all these things as joy? Because the joy of the Lord is the attitude that assures you something on the inside of all of this that is happening to me. There is something in there that God is going to get the glory out of. Joy of the Lord assures you of that. That is why James said, count it joy. You can't consider it joy. You can't say it's joy. You just have to count it joy. You have to just put it over in the column of joy. He can steal your happiness, but if you won't let him, he can't steal your joy. You can go through this Christmas season, maybe not with the happiest time, but you can go through this Christmas season with joy. The trying of your faith worketh patience, so let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Joy is an act of faith. Actually, that's what the verse says. You say, but all I can see is darkness. I can't, Pastor Bishop, even see my hand in front of me. I'm telling you, something good is going to come out of all of this. Mickey and I were flying commercial the other day, and we took off from either here, New York, Denver, somewhere where we were flying from. It was a rainy, cloudy day. And we took off. I was wondering if we was even going to leave. And that plane took off and we flew. And we flew and we flew through the clouds and rain. The plane shook a little bit when we went through a cloud. They said, keep your seatbelt fastened. Then all of a sudden, bam, we broke out and the sun was shining bright. And the sun was just as bright as it had ever been. And I looked down, there's all those clouds covering you. I was up there. All of you were covered by those clouds and it was raining and it was muggy. But above all those clouds, above all that rain, above all that storm, there was a bright sun that was shining. And when you sit here today and all those clouds have been hanging over you and death has been with you and you've been up against things in your own life, when you break through those clouds, you say, right now it's raining and right now it's storming. And I don't like what I'm going through right now. But Lord, Bishop told me to count it joy. So right now, whatever I'm going through, I'm going to count it joy. Whatever I'm facing, I'm going to count it joy. I'm going to count it joy. I'm flying. That sunshine was there all the time. When you cannot feel happiness, when you cannot feel laughter, when you can't even feel joy, reach up. Count it joy. I licked my finger because that's what my mother did. Just count it as joy. Mother told me last night at prayer, she said, I had an individual come to me And she said, I know you're preaching on joy. I said, they need joy in the morning. And right now they're getting ready to start their service, so I want to address them. And that is two of my great friends that I text with every week. That is Brother Elias Lamonis. He'll be preaching at Because of the Times. And Brother Todd Johnson. They're both very dear friends of mine. I'm their pastor, and I love them all very much. But Brother Elias, and I love you so much, my brother. He had to take his whole family this year, walk over and look at the building that they had, their church building, our POA sanctuary. He had to sit over there on that side of the street, and he watched his building go up in flames, and the entire building burned down to nothing. The miracle of it all, because his daddy's Bibles and his daddy's books, like in my office, were all in his office, and everything in that church burned down totally, and the only thing that got smoke and no fire was his office. So last night we were texting. He said, I saw you preaching Canon on Joy. He said, I need it, Pastor. I need it in the morning. Elias, this morning, this church is praying with you. We're standing with that great church out in California. And when your church has burned down, count it joy. Because I'm going to tell you, in a couple years, you're building a new building, and you're going to build a sanctuary and an edifice unto God that he's going to get glory out of. Going to see 2,000, and you're going to fill it up in the first year in Jesus' name. Count it joy. You got to count it joy. My friend Brad Allison texted me something today, and he said in their counseling hall, he said there's preparation involved. He said, Pastor, Bishop, you may want to throw this in. He said, it's intentionally preparing for the holidays. It's coming. Don't let it sneak up on you. This morning, don't let all this come up on you. Get prepared for it. Make God and people connections in the coming weeks to intentionally prepare for what's coming. If this year is different and transition, start now preparing for the holiday traditions. Intentionally do something. Intentionally say, I'm not going to be down. I know we don't have Steve. I know we don't have mother. I know we don't have wife. I know we don't have son. I know we don't have these situations. I know we don't have husbands. I know we don't have these situations. But I'm still going to count it joy. It may not be happiness, but I'm going to count joy. And I'm going to sing it till I die. I'm going to count it joy. I know that is all somewhere. There's joy. Joy is coming in the morning. I'll spirit a breakthrough of joy. I look back at those things in my life that have caused me hurt. You look back, that's caused you hurt, and your heart was breaking, and you didn't think you could make it, but God brought you out of that situation. And he said, the trial. Would somebody scream, the trial? The trial of your faith. Of your faith is more precious than gold. Whatever trial you're going through, it's more precious than gold. Whatever you're facing today, it's more precious than gold. So get a smile on your face and get joy. Even though you're not happening, have your joy, because it's more precious than gold. James is saying, if you love God and trust God, you know that he loves you. No way to sound the depths of his love. And he's too good to do wrong. He's too wise to make a mistake. And whatever he's allowed to happen to me or happen to you, whether it be good or whether it be bad, I count it all joy. I was thinking about the car wreck that mother and I had. My fault, my mistake, my bad judgment, my not being alert. But I count it all joy, because mother got to stay 6 weeks with us. And prior to those 6 weeks, we couldn't get along very well. And you know that's not the truth. There ain't no way close to the truth. That lady outside of my wife and my daughters and granddaughters, the dearest thing to my life and my Lexi. But her being there in that room, and every time I walk in, there she is in that bed, and they're coming and giving her treatments, and every time she moves, she'd scream. Count that joy? Yeah, I ran the stop sign. Count that joy? How do you count a joy? It's like yesterday, the Lord just said, yep, count it. Do what? I tore up a car. I tore up my mother. Count it! It's made mother a better woman. She's speaking better and doing better. If you didn't hear Wednesday night, she's just unbelievable. Maybe having a low day. Maybe time. It's holidays. It's not the happiest time of the year. I can't be walking around singing, it's the most wonderful time of the year. And you're not feeling that. You're feeling this lonely, and you're a child of God. But remember, you're heirs and you're joint heirs with him. So be it that if we suffer with him, we shall reign with him. And you let the devil know, no matter what you're going through right now, you're going to reign with Jesus Christ. And devil, you do all the damage you can do to me, and you say all you can say to me. You discourage me all you can discourage me, and you hit me all you can hit me. Because devil, one demon, one angel is going to bind you and throw you into a bottomless pit. And I'm going to a city whose builder and maker is God. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. You may be crying. There's nothing wrong with it. Cry. Have joy. You better be missing your companion, but have joy. Your heart may be breaking, but have joy. That's why we sing. Joy, joy, joy down my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart, down in my heart to stay. How you like that, Jason? He'll be here tonight, and don't you miss it. But you won't hear nearly as good a singing as you're hearing right now. Take that, and they do like this. Those professionals, turn this one on too. I need, but thank you. Mickey said, "Well, you preaching on joy? You're going to sing Daddy's song?" And I said, "Your daddy had a lot of songs." She said, "The joy song." I said, "Yeah, then I'll sing it." And he liked it, and it was funny because he loved to sing it. He'd cry sometimes when he sang it. And he'd laugh sometimes when he'd sing it. He'd sing, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." I got to be a singer, right? "The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength." Then he'd say this. Please don't walk out on me. But adults in Fort Smith really sang this. "The devil doesn't like it. Ha, 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 ha. The devil doesn't like it. Ha, 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 ha. The devil doesn't like it. Ha, 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 ha. For the joy of the Lord is my strength." I may not see it now. I may not know it now. I may have walked in here not wanting to face the holidays. I may have walked in here with not my happiness, but I'm going to leave here. I may not leave here happy, but I'm going to leave here with my joy. You may have my happiness, but you're not getting my joy. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. I've got joy. Your burden, your heartache, your sorrow, your heavy load, your divers of trials and tests. I don't know how I'm going to face tomorrow. Sister Wanda Weiser, November 23rd, here with the family in the home of, Yvonne. Rick goes to the restroom. Bam, out, heart attack, gone. Didn't even get to say, she can't be happy, but she can have joy. It's okay to hurt. It's okay to miss. Terry, it's okay to cry. It's okay to have a tough couple of weeks that you're getting ready to have. Can't even imagine if that was Mickey. But thus saith the Lord, "Call unto me and I will answer thee. Show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." You do all that. This is very emotional. This is the second point. I gave you the first point was defining the difference between joy and happiness. This is my message. Do not miss this. The Lord, the way he speaks to me, spoke to me in my driveway on the Wednesday before, last Saturday a week ago. But it started the Wednesday, November 23rd, before Thanksgiving. I drove in my driveway and I looked to this tree to my left, and there was this beautiful, beautiful, is that gorgeous? Yes. Folks, look at that sign under there. You see our sign? Is that gorgeous? Anybody think that's pretty? Yes. Well, warm up a little bit with me. That's gorgeous. I took a picture of it. I sent it to my family. I said, if you're having a bad day, look at this tree. It's life. It's glorious. It's fantastic. It's unbelievable. Everybody say, that's a beautiful tree. You really think so? Do you really? Next picture. This is my message. Folks, that's 10 days, not 10 weeks, not 10 years, not 10 months. That's 10 days later. Same tree. Same driveway. Sitting in my same car. Doing the same thing. Looking at the same tree. Boom. Boom. 10 days. And folks, that tree right there is just as much alive today as it was November 23rd. Did you get that? It is just as much alive today as it was the 23rd of November. The difference is it's in a season. And when you get in that season and it doesn't feel like anything is budding and it doesn't feel like there's any leaves. And it doesn't feel like there's anything to be happy about. And it doesn't seem like that tree is still alive. That tree is still coming. That tree is still there. And it'll come up again. Clap your hands and give praise to God. That's an illustration. I hope it's going to do it again. Come spring, it's going to be green. Next fall, it's going to be red and orange again. Next December, it's going to be barren. It's called seasons. And when you're in that tree right there, don't think God's left you. Don't think it's over. Don't think you're backslid. Don't think you don't want to live another day. Don't think you don't want to go on. Don't think you want to keep on putting another foot in front of that's happiness. Happiness can't control that tree. Nature controls that tree. It's a season, and you're controlled by the Holy Ghost. There may be times in the Holy Ghost that you're barren. You don't feel like going to church. You don't feel like looking at anybody. You don't feel like talking to anybody. You've been embarrassed. Something has embarrassed you. It's okay. Just keep on living, because the sap's coming back up in that tree. It's going to live again, and it's going to bring forth beautiful. So count it. What you doing? I'm counting that joy. Flip the picture. I'm counting that joy. It's easy to count that one joy. But I'm also counting that one joy. Thank you, tech team. Y'all did fabulous for that. Even dry enemy called death, I count it as joy. Better home, better climate. Only one hurting are us. Only one hurting are we. Our loved ones in a better place. Oh, God. Talked to the Wrights today, and Brother Gerald Wright said, I'm just longing to go be with Joyce. My mother, every day she lives, wants to go be with Daddy. She said, the only thing keeping me here is I'm fighting to stay alive, to be here to support my family and you and Pastor Gentry and be here for y'all. But she said, if it's left up to me, I'd go be with my lover, my dove, my fair one. So I just counted joy.
I say it to my sickness, joy. I say it to my heartache, joy. Isaiah, and I'm about done, but Isaiah chapter 5, Isaiah was stripped of everything. I mean, go home. If you want homework, go home and read Isaiah 5 and Isaiah 6. He was stripped of everything. I mean, it was ripped down. And the Bible says when he opens 6, he falls on his face. And he lifts up his head and he sees the heavens open up. And he sees the Lord high and lifted up. And his train fills the temple. And he sees angels all around him. And with he saw 6 of them. With twain, they did fly. And with twain, they did something else. And with twain, they did this. And with twain, they did that. And they were flying around crying, holy, 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 holy is the Lord God omnipotent. So when you don't know what's going on and life has knocked the breath out of you and the jobs aren't stable and nothing seems right and it seems so confusing about everything, you just fall on your face and look up and you see the Lord high and lifted up and you say, holy, holy, holy. And Lord, I'm going through something now, but I'm going to count it all joy. I'm going to count it joy. Pastor James said to POJ, that's the Pentecostals of Jerusalem. He said, count it all joy. Everything that happens to you, count it joy. If you're on the mountaintop, count it joy. Kara, I don't know where the music team is right now. I don't want them coming up just yet. But Kara's in here somewhere. But yesterday, I got this big inspiration because I knew what I was preaching, and 2 lines in that song came out to me. And Waymaker hit me. So I went to Facebook. No, I didn't. I Googled it. And it took me to YouTube. And I started watching Waymaker, that song. Folks, let me write and make sure I got it because I wrote it down. 35,016,121 people as of last night has watched that song. That's a pretty good ministry of this church. 35,060, that's of last night. You're going to go home and watch it again too, probably. Because I want to tell you, I came out of my chair watching it. This choir was a bouncing. We had layers. And I mean, everybody was going. Jimmy Savoy, he's bouncing anytime. Jimmy bounces off of the walls. He just bounces, you know. Man, everybody was just a going and just a bouncing. Waymaker. And then they hit the line. Even when I don't see him working. Even when I don't feel like he's working. Are you just going to sing it? Or are we going to live it? Good thought. Even when I don't see him, he's working. Even when I don't feel it, he's working. Even when I don't know what's going on around me, he's working. I don't know what you're going through, and I don't know what you're facing, but I'm screaming to this church, he's working, he's working, he's working, he's working. Paul wrote to the Philippians, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always on every prayer of mine for you, all making requests. Watch what he said. I make requests for you. I do it with joy. He said, when I pray for you, I pray with joy. When I'm interceding for you, I intercede with joy. Hear me. That word rejoice means joy again. When you're tired of joy, joy again. When you think you've joyed enough, joy again. And when you joy that, then joy some more. That's called rejoicing. If tomorrow hasn't changed, count it joy. If you go through it again, keep on rejoicing. It means over and over, I will joy, 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 joy. The devil doesn't like it. Ha, ha, ha. Mickey, you should have never got me on that song. That's the craziest song. Now I can't quit singing it. Paul. I'm closing, but listen, Paul. Not in the palace. Paul, not sitting on a throne.
Paul in the Mamertine prison. That's where he wrote this letter from. He wrote it from a dark dungeon, wet, stinking. But somewhere in that dirty dungeon, he tells us, rejoice again. I say rejoice.
What?
I say, what do you say, Paul? I say rejoice again. That means you've done it before and you're not doing it now. So he wanted to send me to you to tell you, rejoice again. I say rejoice. But you don't know, Bishop, what I'm going through. And I don't. And I would nearly about sit here and try to belittle that. Because when I lost my dad, I've had 12 years to try to get adjusted to that, and it still knocks the breath out of me. I would not nearly about try to minimize what you're going through. And for you to say you don't know what I'm feeling, I understand that. But I do ask you not just to hear me. I do ask you to take yourself out of that and go to a wet, dirty, dingy dungeon and rejoice. I do ask you today, don't leave here trying to be happy. I'm not asking you to seek your happiness. I've had people say, even when it comes to their marriages and why they, well, I just want to be happy. Well, it ain't about being happy. Isn't that right, Mickey? Well, 51 years, you can say things like that. Don't try that at 51 weeks. Yeah. Therefore, do I rejoice? Chapter 2, verse 16. That I may rejoice in the day of Christ. Chapter 3, verse 1, from a dirty, filthy, stinking, cold, wet dungeon. Chapter 3, verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Okay, Paul, I got it. Nope. Got one more. Okay, what's that? Chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord again. I say rejoice. You've told me that four times, Paul. Well, I'm telling you again. Rejoice in the Lord again. I say rejoice. I've told you that for 45 minutes, but I'm going to tell you that again. Rejoice in the Lord again. I say rejoice in the God of your salvation. That's it, Brother Poe. You've lost a loved one. You got a right to rejoice, not be happy, but rejoice in the God. Act 5, I really have to quit. I've been getting on the guys. If you can't say it in 35, 40 minutes, it doesn't need to be said. And I've been trying to say it for 45. So I apologize to the pastoral team and to my pastor for getting on to you for something that I'm doing, but I'm Bishop, dude. Acts 5, 40 and 41. And when they had called the apostles, Peter and John, and beaten them, and they commanded. I was so convicted over this yesterday. I was so convicted bringing my little problems to the Lord. And when they had beaten them, they commanded them that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. So they beat them. Pow, pow, pow. Then, don't you speak that name Jesus again. So they get up, read the scripture, and they departed from the presence of the council. What's the next word? Oh, they had been beaten. They had been told they couldn't preach in the name of Jesus again.
They get up and say, okay, anything else you want to say to us? And they left. The joy, the devil doesn't like it. Ha ha ha. They rejoiced. George, it's good to see my friend. They rejoice that they were counted worthy to suffer the shame for his name. They considered a privilege that whatever they had to walk through or whatever they had to go through, it was a privilege to be able to be counted with those who had had their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So they said, we're going to leave here not with our heads down, not talking about what going to church, we got in trouble, or I went to church and this happened, that happened. They tell us to pray 3-hour prayer shifts. The more I pray, the worse it gets. No, that's not the way they left. They left rejoicing that they were worthy to be counted suffering the shame for Jesus Christ. So you know what I'm going to do? From what I did yesterday, sitting there, I had a transformation in my heart yesterday. Mickey would tell you, I got so tired last night. I said, Mickey, I am so tired of studying this message. She said, well, quit studying. Because God kept just, this was so inspiring to me. I said, I'm going to count laughter joy. I'm going to count victory joys. I'm going to count defeat joy. I'm going to count friends joy. I'm going to count enemies joy. I can't say I'm happy about any of that, but I'm going to count it joy. My God's in joy. And somewhere in the midnight, there's a light that's going to shine. Somewhere in the cloud, there's a rainbow that's going to break through. If you don't have it, count it. If you're not feeling it, count it. If you're going against it, count it. Count it all joy. Paul, and I promise you I'm done. Paul asked in 1 Thessalonians 2:19 and 20, for what is our hope, our joy, our crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy. We're his glory and we're his joy. You're my glory and you're my joy. Not only is he giving us joy, we're giving him joy. When you walk in here and your heart is heavy and you've been through caskets and funerals and sickness and cancer and every other thing that you've gone through and a loved one leaving you and you still got glory and you got joy, he said, that gives me glory and that gives me joy. He said, I know in Revelation, I know thy works in tribulation, poverty, and thou art rich, but thou art faithful unto death. He said, and because of that, I'm going to give you a crown of life. Jason, you're going to have it tough tonight, buddy, because I've been singing this morning. Jason, they heard a real singer this morning. When trouble is in my way and I can't tell my night from day, when I'm tossed from side to side like a ship on a raging tide, I don't worry and I don't fret. My God has never failed me yet. Troubles come from time to time, but that's all right, cause I'm the worrying kind. I've got confidence God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know he's gonna fix it for me. I've got confidence God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be. Sing it! Okay, you ready? Ready? Here's another one. Everybody stand. We're going home. People going to get baptized and get the Holy Ghost. Here's another one. Eat your heart out, Jason. After a while, it'll be over. After a while, the sun's going to shine. After a while, dark cloud will pass over. And we'll all shout hallelujah after a while. After a while, it'll be over. After a while, the sun's gonna shine. After a while, dark clouds will pass over. And we'll shout hallelujah after a while. I want to do you a favor for me, if you will. If you can do it, you don't mind doing it, I'd just appreciate a little special favor. If you'd step out, walk down the aisle, walk to the front, and just come singing a song. Joy to the world, holy night, whatever. Just get you a song. Hey, yo, come on. Just come on down here. We're going. Come on, everybody. Don't go that door. Ushers,
Get in front of your door. Don't let them out. And we'll shout hallelujah after a while. After a while, it'll all be over. After a while, the sun's gonna shine. They had a great song, but I think y'all want to sing that, okay? Hey, Brad, if you can run that down. After a while, it'll all be over. After a while, the sun's going to shine. And you're going to sing like, you're going to make Jason sound like a crow. He sings like a mockingbird, but we're going to make him sound like a crow, okay? So just look at those words. They're going to have them up there in a minute. Okay, y'all know that song? We glad you're home, Zane. Okay, everybody ready? After a while,
it'll all be over. After a while, the sun will shine. After a while, dark clouds will pass over. And we'll shout hallelujah. After a while, after a while,
it'll be over. After a while, the sun will shine.
So good. First of all, I'm going to give you honor for even coming up here, okay? So I'm sure now I'll get on it. But some of you just stand there. I mean, just do something. Just move a little bit, okay? Not a head or just a shoulder or something, or sway back and forth, or get you go to the wailing wall like our Jewish friend. But let's do something, okay? Because it's going to all be over. You may not have happiness today, but you're going to leave with joy after a while.
We'll pass over.
After a while.
online community, our regular attendees, our guests that are with us today, thank you so much for being with us. After a while, it'll all be over. I don't know what season of life you're going through, but count it all joy. God knows where you are. He sees what you are facing and what you are going through, and there is joy in your life. Reach up and receive it. Count it all joy, because on the other side, you're coming out pure as gold. If you like what you feel, get in touch with us. We'd love to have you be a part of our church. We'd love to have you repent of your sins, be baptized in His name, be filled with His Spirit. There's nothing like it. May God bless you. Have a great day. We'll see you Wednesday night at 7. God bless you.
But it was very important to me. It meant a whole lot to me. I said, turn, ask the person beside you if they've been baptized in Jesus' name. And we did that. And this individual responded back. They didn't know that they'd been baptized, but they didn't know the difference. And so we explained it. Well, let me tell you, very important person to me got baptized this week in the name of Jesus. So we're going to sing that one more time. But would you turn to somebody and say, have you been baptized in Jesus' name? Ask her. Ask them. It don't matter. Have you been baptized? Ask them. Now, if they told you no, don't give them a choice. Just grab them by the hand and drag them to the baptistry. We're going down in Jesus' name. Hold on just a moment. Hold on just a moment. My mother didn't think I did it good enough, so she has something to say. Listen.
Receive it. I'm breathing new breath into you. Your circumstances are going to change. My spirit is moving upon your dead situations. I'm telling you, I'm breathing on you today.
Well, that was a word from the Lord. I'm breathing on you today. Your circumstance is going to change. Your circumstance is going to turn around. I love you. Wednesday night church. Don't miss Wednesday night. Next Sunday morning, Pastor Andrew will be preaching.